员大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们的一生好像一篇文章。
Our life is like an essay.
文章啊，不在乎长短，是在乎内容。
An essay is not about the quantity, but it is about the quality.
我们的一生也是一样啊。不在乎长短，在我们的内容。
And it is the same with our lives. It is not about the quantity, but the quality.
主耶稣只活33年。
Jesus only lived for 33 years.
但是他带给世人太大的好处。
But he brought many good things to the people.
摩西活的120年。
Moses lived for 120 years.
他也是带给以色列百姓极大的好处。
And he brought the Israelites many good things.
所以如果我们活着，能够别人因我们活着而得到神的恩典，那我们活着就是很精彩的人生。
So if people are able to receive God's blessings because of our lives, then it is very good.
所以有一天如果我们离世。
So one day when we pass away.
别人在介绍我们。
And someone introduces us.
不是介绍我们到世界哪个地方去玩。
They will not introduce us by where we have been in the world.
这种精彩只是现在个人而已。
This pleasure is only for yourself.
你上了一晚就别忘记了。
Once you enjoy it, it's forgotten.
但是如果我们因我们的一生，很多人得神的恩典。
But if we are able to, because of our lives, we are able to affect a lot of people and let them receive God's blessing.
我们不但会被人纪念，我们也会被神纪念。
We will not only be remembered by men, but also by God.
所以我们刚刚唱的这首赞美诗啊，求神让我能够变成一个让人得福的一个管道。
So, in the hymn that we just sang, which was "Make Me a Blessing."
Channel of
blessing.
那今天晚上我想用这个题目来看我们最近读经的进度。
We will look at this passage about Elisha.
伊丽莎就是一个让人得福的管道。
Elisha is a channel of blessing.
其实我们一生我们真的是算不了什么。
We don't count as much in our lives.
但是如果我们能够变成让人得福的管道，我们就能够帮助好多人。
But if we become a channel of blessing, then we can help a lot of people.
那当然，让人得福不是我们给他什么。
Of course, being a channel of blessing does not mean that you're giving people anything.
是借着我们神通过我们给人恩典。
It is through us that God gives other people blessings.
那伊丽莎，我们如果看他从伊利亚第一个得到的就是得到一个身份。
And Elisha received from Elijah an identity.
就是先知的身份。
Which is an identity of a prophet.
我们看列王记上十九章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.Verse 19. So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with a 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. Verse 20. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back again, for what have I done to you?
神命令伊利亚去高伊丽莎做先知。
God commanded Elijah to anoint Elisha.
然后伊利亚到伊丽莎的家把衣服盖在他身上。
And Elijah went to Elisha's house and put his mantle on him.
那个时候伊丽莎就知道神要用他。
And Elisha at that time knew that God wanted to use him.
要做服侍神的一个先知。
To be a prophet who served God.
所以这个是一种身份的承传，或者说工作的传承。
And this is a passing on of work.
在教会里面比方说负责人一代接一代一直传下去。
For example, in the church, council members are passed on.
这个传本身不困难。
And this passing on isn't very hard.
哦，工作的传承不困难。
It is not hard to pass on your work.
哦，那真正困难的是什么？
But what is actually hard?
灵性的传承。
It is passing on your spirituality.
这也才是真正的重要。
And this is the most important part.
哦，那以利亚他有很清楚神的同在。
And Elijah knew of God's abidance.
哦，所以哦。他在以色列百姓啊做很大的工作。
So he did much for the Israelites.
那现在要把这个工作传给以利沙。
And now he was going to pass on the work to Elisha.
啊，以利沙知道他要求一件非常重要的事情。
And Elisha knows that he must ask for one very important thing.
好，我们先来看列王记下的第二章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 2.
啊。列王记下第二章第九节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 9. Verse 9. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? Elisha said, Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
好，在这里就好。好，以利沙知道以利亚快要被接升天了。
Elisha knew that Elijah was about to ascend to heaven.
他就一直跟不离开。
And so he refused to leave him.
因为他想要从以利亚得到什么。
What did he want from Elijah?
哦，那以利亚最后就问他说，那你要为我做什么？你只管求。
At last, Elijah asked him, Ask, what may I do for you?
那我们仔细看哦，以利沙求什么。
And let us look closely at what Elisha asked for.
如果看英文哦，叫做加倍的灵，求你给我那个加倍的灵。
If we look at the English, we can see that please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
Yeah. 这个就是他所求的。
And this is what he asked for.
然后他就看到以利亚升天了。
And then he saw Elijah ascend to heaven.
到底他有没有得到呢？
So did he receive it?
以利亚告诉他，你如果看见我升天，你就得到了。
Elijah said that if you see me go up, then you have received it.
他真的有看到。
And he really saw it.
那怎么知道他有得到这个加倍的灵呢？
So how do we know that Elisha received the double portion of Elijah's spirit?
从十二节开始。
Wait, let's look at verse 12.
十三节。
Verse 13. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan.
十四节。
Verse 14. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over.
你看，以利沙要过约旦河。
Elisha wanted to cross the Jordan River.
他拿以利亚掉下来的衣服往河水一打就分开了。
He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen and struck the water and it parted.
这个只有神做得到啊。
Only God can do this.
所以这个表示那个灵已经加倍的在以利沙的身上。
So this means that a double portion of Elijah's spirit is on Elisha.
不是那件衣服本身啊，是因为神跟以利沙同在。
It is not because of the mantle, but because God was with Elisha.
我们在使徒行传里面。
In Acts.
从第一章开始。
From the first chapter.
我们如果把圣灵拿掉。
If we take out the Holy Spirit.
就没有使徒行传第二章了，三千个人受洗。
Then there is no Acts chapter 2 where 3,000 people are baptized.
因为三千个人受洗是彼得讲到好像刀扎心。
Because the 3,000 people being baptized is like.
彼得讲到好像刀在扎心。
It was Peter spoke as if a sword was cutting through the people's hearts.
那神的话怎么会变成刀呢？
And how did God's word become a sword?
就是彼得被圣灵充满。全部的120个人都被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and so all the people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以神的权柄能力在他的话语显现，才能够感动人。
And God's power and authority was manifested in His words.
接下去神迹奇事显明。
And after that, there were miracles and signs.
所以福音从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹大全地这样一直传下去。
So the gospel spread from Judah, Samaria.
带有权柄，神的国一直扩张。
And so there was great authority, and God's nation expanded.
那我们1917年开始末世的真教会建立。
And in 1917, the church in Moscow Oh, the church of the end times was established.
哦，真的是感动使徒时代那个神的灵，在感动我们早期的工人。
The apostles were moved so to. The spirit that moved the apostles also moved the founders of the church.
所以我们看啊，早期使徒行传里面行过的神迹，在真耶稣教会早期全部都行过。
And so we can see that the miracles that were performed then were also performed before.
哦，所以啊，这个福音很快从啊北京往传遍南方，传到台湾，传到南洋。
So the gospel was spread really quickly from Beijing to Taiwan.
啊，因此这个整个教会圣工的传承哈，要从加倍的灵，圣灵加倍的感动来。
So the double portion of the Spirit comes from The gospel being spread comes from the double portion of the Spirit.
所以我们今天教会也是一样。
So today in the church is the same.
怎么能够让人在我们教会得到神的恩典？
How can we receive God's blessings?
当整个教会被圣灵充满。
When the whole church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神的同在。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit means that you have God's abidance.
神的同在就有神的恩典。
And with God's abidance, you have His blessings.
所以来到教会就会得恩典。
So when you come to the church, you will receive blessings.
那我们在服侍神也是这样。
And it is likewise when we serve God.
我们只不过是人。
We are only men.
所以圣经说我们是瓦器。
We are vessels.
Earthen vessel.
Earthen vessel.
掉在地上就破掉了。
When we fall on the ground, we break.
一个人200磅的泥土有多少价值？根本就没有什么价值。
When you're 200 pounds of dirt, you have no value.
所以我们是瓦器。
So we are earthly vessels.
但是这个瓦器如果被神的灵充满
，But if this vessel is filled with God's spirit,
好像以利沙这样
，It is like Elisha.
那我们就会变成让人得福气的一个管道。
We will be a channel of blessing for all the people.
那走到哪里，别人就会因为我们得福。
And wherever we go, people will receive blessings because of us.
那我们的人生就变成很精彩。
And our lives will be very exciting, colorful.
Yeah, 那别人就觉得说哇，你活得越久越好，因为你带给我们很多的恩典。
And people will think the longer you live, the better because you bring us blessings.
好像一篇文章又精彩又长。
Just like an essay that is both very exciting and long.
所以以利沙得到加倍的灵，那我们就看到从第三章以后他走到哪个地方，哪个地方就得恩典。
So Elisha received the double portion of Elijah's spirit, and after chapter 3, we can see that wherever he went, there was blessing.
当然，虽然我们可以做这个让人蒙福的管道。
Of course, we can be the channel of blessings for others.
但是有时候一个人要得到神的恩典，我们本身也要有一些条件。
Sometimes for us to receive God's blessings, there are criteria.
所以主耶稣走过的地方，有一些人得恩典，有一些人没有得恩典。
When Jesus passed through, some people received his blessings, but some did not.
这个不是主耶稣有问题。
And it doesn't mean that Jesus had a problem.
是有的人跟主耶稣连在一起，那借着这个管道，恩典就下来。
It was that some people were stuck to Jesus and were able to receive his blessings.
那以利沙也是这样。
And Elisha was like this.
真的，借着他连跟神连上关系，那恩典就降临。
He was able to connect with God and receive his blessings.
我们先来看列王记下第四章。
If we look at 2 Kings chapter 4.
从第三章开始。
Starting from chapter 3.
第三章19节。
Chapter 3 verse 19. Verse 19, also you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city.
对不起，第二章，列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19.Then the men of the city said to Elisha, Please notice, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground is barren.
这里说耶利哥的人对以利沙说这个城地是很美但是水恶劣。
Here the men of the city of Jericho tell Elisha that the situation of the city is pleasant, but the water is bad.
那因为水恶劣，土产就不熟而落。
And because,
没有办法结真的结果子。
And because the water is bad, the ground is barren, so it cannot bear fruits.
啊，那二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
请读。
Verse 20, and he said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." And so they brought it to him.
说用新瓶装盐给我。
Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
他出到水源，将盐倒在水中，说神。如此说，我治好了这水，从此以后，不再使人死，也不再使地土不生产。
So then he went up to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water; from it there shall be no more death or barrenness."
所以不是以利沙治好，而是神治好这个水。
So it wasn't Elisha who healed the water, but God.
这是借着以利沙来治好这个水。
God healed the water through Elisha.
然后二十二节。
And verse 22.
于是那个水治好，直到今天，直到如以利沙所说的。
So the water remains healed to this day according to the word of Elisha.
那他拿一罐盐。
So Elisha took salt.
然后二十一节，到水源的地方把这个盐倒进去。
And in verse 21, he went out to the source of the water and cast it in there.
圣经里面讲我们讲话要有好像用盐来调和。
The Bible says that when we speak, we must season it with salt.
那个盐呢可以讲爱心。
And the salt can be love.
你们就是世界上的盐。
You are the salt of the earth.
盐如果失的味有什么用呢？
If there is no taste in the salt, then what use is it?
如果主耶稣你感受不到他的爱，那主耶稣能吸引人吗？
If you cannot experience God's love, then is God attractive? Jesus.
那基督徒如果没有爱，我们能够感受他身上有神同在吗？
If Christians, we cannot experience Christ's love, then will we experience him?
所以这个盐可以讲神的爱。
So the salt represents God's love.
那这个盐要倒在水源水出来的地方。
And the salt was to be poured in the in verse 21, the source of the water.
Yeah, 我们人一生的果效从哪里？从心里发出来的。
Where does our
一生要活出什么生活是从你心出来的？
What type of life we live comes from our hearts.
所以心就是全源头了，一生的源头。
So our hearts are the source of our lives.
但是问题是我们人这个心这个水质恶劣，我们人有罪性。
But the problem is that our hearts are sinful.
Yeah, 有罪性。
And there's a
sinful
nature.
所以这个水发出来就是苦的。
And when the water comes out, it is bitter.
结不出，我们一棵树结不出果子。
And we cannot bear fruit.
那现在就是要让神的爱倒在我们心的最深处。
And we need God's love to pour out on our hearts.
从这个爱会产生很多美德。
And from this love, produces lots of beautiful things.
谦卑也是从爱来的。
Humility comes from love.
忍耐也是从爱来的。
Patience comes from love.
很多的美德都是从爱出来的。
Many beautiful things come from love.
那如果爱倒在我们内心，
and if love is poured onto our hearts,
那我们做一切都是出于爱神爱人。
Then everything we do will be to love God and love man.
那个爱就跟主耶稣一样。
And the love will be like Jesus.
那这个水就得医治了。
And this water will be healed.
我们走到的地方就好像一棵树就会结果子。
Wherever we go, we will be like a tree and we will bear fruit.
那别人就会因为我们的存在得到很大的好处。
And other people will be able to receive blessings because of us.
所以这里以利沙把这个水治好。
So Elisha healed the water.
是因为盐倒在水源的地方。
Because the salt was cast into the source of the water.
那这个就是恩典。
And this is the blessing.
所以我们不要一直把恩典想说多赚多少钱，我在公司里面职位多高，那这个是最最没有价值的恩典。
So we should not consider our blessings as the amount of money we have or the status we have in our jobs.
哦，最有价值的恩典是生命的改变。
The most valuable blessing is our change in our lives.
哦，我们这个人还会结果子。
We must bear fruit.
因为这个才能够存到永远。
Because this is the only thing that can last forever.
这个才有天上的赏赐。
This can give you reward from heaven.
世界上人一般讲的恩典死就结束了，因为还没有死就结束了。
Normally we speak of blessings that end when you die.
所以这是伊丽莎带给他们第一个恩典。
And this is the first blessing that Elisha brought.
好，那我们现在再来看第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
Second Kings chapter 4.
这个第四章的第一节到第七节。
Second Kings 4 verse 1-7.
这里记载一个寡妇。
Here there is a widow.
在哀求伊丽莎。
She was begging Elisha.
我们看第一节，请。
Let us look at verse 1.A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant my husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
她丈夫死了，人要来要债，要把两个孩子拿去做奴仆。
The woman's husband was dead, and a creditor was coming to take away her two sons.
那前面是人亡，后面是家破，两个孩子被抓去做奴仆就什么都没有了，丈夫也是，两个孩子都被抓走了，那就是家就破掉了。
And her household was broken because her husband died and her two sons were taken away.
那我们前面看到伊丽莎本来是耕田的。
So Elisha was a farmer.
对，那伊利亚蒙神指示要高他做先知。
And Elijah followed God's command and he anointed Elisha.
他就把牛宰掉。
And he killed a cow.
把犁田那个犁啊，就破成堆，把它用来煮来煮这个牛肉给大家吃。
And he killed the oxen and cooked it for everyone to eat.
这个代表什么
？What does this represent?
他已经决定我不回来耕田了。
It represents that Elijah will not come back to farm.
所以圣经说。守福礼向后看不被做我的门徒。
And the Bible says,
手拿着犁哈。
When you hold the plow,
你向后看就不能做神的门徒。
And if you look back, then you cannot be God's disciple.
就是说天国这条路你要服侍神走下去就要走到底。
Which means that if you want to walk on the heavenly path, then you must continue walking on it.
所以伊丽莎真的出来做先知他什么也没有因为牛已经宰掉了。
So Elisha came out to be a prophet with nothing because the cow was dead.
那现在先知的门徒穷到小孩子要人把他抓去做奴隶。
And the people of the prophet were so broken that their sons were taken away.
那伊丽莎能够给他什么？他什么都没有，他能给他什么
？And what can Elisha give them?
但是伊丽莎是。让人蒙福的一个管道。
But Elisha was a channel of blessing.
是神的恩典透过他临到这个先知的太太。
God's mercy through him was able to be shown on this woman.
所以他做的都背后都有神在指示他应该怎么做。
So,
所以神的福气会临到。
In whatever he did, God was always behind him, telling him what to do.
就问他说：“那你家里有什么？”
So Elisha asked her, "What do you have in the house?"
他说：“除了一个瓶，一瓶油，我什么都没有，真的是一贫如洗了，一瓶油，其他什么都没有。”
The woman said that she has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
那是怎么办呢
？So what do we do when what happens?
那伊丽莎就说：“你向邻舍借空器皿，不要少借哦，越多越好。”
Elisha said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few."
第一个要借空的。
First, you must borrow empty vessels.
第二个要越多越好。
Second, the more the better.
这个两个有意思啊。
And there are meanings behind these.
然后借来了第四节回到家门就关上去了。
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you.
啊，你儿子将油倒在所有器皿倒满的放在一边。
Then pour into all the vessels and set aside the full ones.
啊，那第五节哈。
Verse five.
妇人就离开伊丽莎，就照样这样做。
So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons.
哎，那个一瓶油哈，这么多空器皿，一直倒不完呐。
And she poured it out, and she could not finish pouring it out.
这个就是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
这个就是恩典啊。
This is a blessing.
哦，恩典是借神迹来的。
And blessings come from miracles.
哦，然后我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse five.
啊、哦，他倒器皿都满了。第六节啊，请。
Verse six. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son.Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, There is not another vessel. So the oil ceased.
这里说，哦，再拿器皿来。儿子说，没有器皿了，油就停止了。
Here, when the woman ran out of vessels, the oil ceased.
刚刚伊丽莎说要越多越好。
Just now, Elisha said, the more the better.
如果他多借一倍，那个油还会一直流下来，多流一倍。
If the woman had borrowed more vessels, then there would have been more oil that was poured out.
这个到底告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
我们人在这个世界上很有野心。
On this earth, we have wild hearts.
啊，多又多，永远不会满足。
And the more we have, we will never be content.
所以人不会觉得啊，内心有喜乐，因为不会满足。
We will never feel happy because we are not content.
但是呢，我们一个人的心哦，对属灵上常常啊，没有这一种啊空位来留给神。
But in our hearts, there is often not enough room for God.
啊，因为这里说借空的。
Because here it says you must borrow empty vessels.
所以为什么神没有办法充满在我们里面
？So why can't God's Spirit be filled in us?
因为我们里面是满的。
Because we are full inside.
满什么
？What are we full of?
都是满一些世俗的东西。
We are full of earthly things.
所以神进不来。
So God cannot come in.
因为圣经说与世俗为友，就是与神为敌啊。
Because being friends with the world is being enemies with God.
这个世界的东西充满在里面，神进不来。
If the things of the world are filled in your hearts, then God cannot come in.
神进不来，恩典降不来。
And when God cannot come in, then we will not, then blessings will not come in.
如果神进得来，恩典就会来，因为恩典是跟神在一起的。
If God can come in, then blessings will come as well, because blessings come with God.
有神就有恩典。
If we have God, then we have blessings.
那你内心没有空间给神，怎么会有恩典？
But if we do not have space in our hearts, then how will we have blessings?
那我们内心是什么？
So what is in our hearts?
以现在来讲，我们内心都是垃圾。
Right now we have lust in our hearts.
垃圾 garbage.
Oh, garbage.
你看那个小孩子在吃那个垃圾食物。
We see children who are eating junk food.
那没有营养。
They are not nutritious.
那我们一直看电视节目，一直看社会的事情，一大堆一直灌进来。
And we are watching TV and all the news in society.
那一些真的会帮助我们做更好的人吗？
Will they really make us better people?
不是，那只是杀时间啊，无聊啊。
No, we do those things only to kill time.
那这个世俗一充满，神进不来。
And when these things fill our hearts, then God cannot come in.
所以要得恩典。
So we must receive blessings.
要把它倒空。
By pouring out our hearts.
倒空神才会进来，才会充满在我们里面。
We pour them out until our hearts are empty so that God's blessings can come in.
而且越多越好。
And the more the better.
所以一个人哦，如果能够常常觉得很谦虚，我觉得我不够。
So if a person always feels as if he is not enough.
那神就会一直给他更多。
Then God will always give him more.
神就会更充满他。
God will bless him even more, fill him even more.
所以这个寡妇啊，得恩典是有条件的。
So there were requirements for this widow.
第一个，她要去借空器皿。
First, she had to borrow empty vessels.
第二个，越多越好。
Second, the more the better.
今天我们做基督徒最大的挑战。
Today, our biggest challenge as a Christian is
是不是没有是太多
It is not that we don't have enough, but that we have too much.
我们的心有太多世界的东西。
Our hearts have too much earthly things.
这个是最大的挑战。
And this is our biggest challenge.
如果我们活在这么多东西的世界，能够把心倒空，这是最大的恩典。
If we live in a world with so many things and we are able to empty it, then this is the greatest blessing.
但是这个是一个很大的挑战，没有下功夫，没有下决心，做不来了。
But this is a very hard challenge to overcome because without hard work and dedication, then you will not be able to do it.
所以为什么我们刚信的时候信仰很多体验？
This is why we often have many experiences when we first believe.
信主久以后没有体验了。
And after we believe for a while, then we don't experience God.
我们讲的体验都是以前我信主的时候怎样，那已经信主三十年了，三十年了怎么没有体验呢？
Our experiences are always about back when we first believed, but how about now?
我们缺乏一个虚心。
We lack a humble heart.
或者说一个空一个空器皿，空的心。
Or an empty heart.
所以神就进不来，体验就减少。
So God cannot come in, and we will lose our experiences.
所以我们不要羡慕别人拥有很多世界的东西，这个真的不要羡慕。
So we must not admire the people who have a lot of worldly things.
我们要羡慕别人怎么生活这么简单，他可以过得这么快乐，这个才是真功夫。
We must admire the people who are very happy even though they live simple lives.
所以我们做基督徒，这个整个观念头脑一定要重新再改造。
As Christians, we must change our mentality.
我们灵性才会进步。
Then our spirituality will improve.
所以这是以利沙怎么把福气带到寡妇的家。
And this is how Elisha brought blessings to the widow's house.
那从第八节开始。
And from verse 8.
以利沙把恩典带到苏念妇人的家。
Elisha brought the blessings to the Shunammite woman.
那这个苏念妇人跟前面这个寡妇完全不一样。
And this Shunammite woman was very different from the widow.
寡妇是什么都没有。
The widow had nothing.
但是如果我们看第八节。
But if you look at verse 8.
说苏念那里有一个大户的妇人。
In Shunam there was a notable woman.
也可以说是一个有钱的妇人。
We can say that she was a very wealthy woman.
但是这样的人也可以得神的恩典啊。
But this type of woman can also receive God's blessings.
因为神是不偏待人的。
Because God does not favor anyone.
那这个苏念妇人是怎么从以利沙得到神的恩典？
And how did this Shunammite woman receive God's blessing?
如果我们看第八节。
If we look at verse 8.
她强留她吃饭。
She persuaded Elisha to eat some food.
其实苏念妇人也没有真的认识他。
And the Shunammite woman did not really know Elisha.
直到第九节，苏念妇人才认识。常常到家吃饭以后，这个苏念妇人才认识以利沙。
She didn't recognize Elisha until verse 9.
那她不认识他，她怎么会强留以利沙到她家吃饭呢？
So if she didn't recognize Elisha, why would she persuade him to eat some food?
就是因为以利沙的身份，他是一个先知。
It is because of Elisha's status as a prophet.
所以这个苏念妇人她是尊重以利沙的先知，就请他到家里吃饭。
So the Shunammite woman respected Elisha's status as a prophet and invited him to eat.
但为什么要讲强留呢？
And why does it say persuaded?
因为以利沙大概也没有什么欲望了，他也不需要到那个有钱人家去吃饭。
Maybe it was because Elisha didn't need to go to eat at a wealthy person's house.
因为如果我们到了第六章，你可以看了，以利沙住的地方很小。
Because if we look at chapter 6, we can see that Elisha's dwelling place was small.
所以这个人欲望不多。
So Elisha did not yearn for much.
因此他对这个苏念妇人请他吃饭，他大概也没有兴趣。
So maybe he did not really want to eat.
那他就要强留他嘛。
So the woman had to persuade him.
那这个圣经里面有记载几次强留都得恩典。
And there are several instances in the Bible where people can receive blessings through persuasion.
比方说那个圣经记载当时 罗德住在索多玛。
For example, Lot lived in Sodom.
啊，那看见两个人进到这个城。
And he saw two people who entered into the city.
哦，那要住在这个外面啊，那这个罗德就一直请啊，你到我家来住，你到我家来住。
And they wanted to stay outside, but Lot persuaded them to come into his house to stay.
因为罗德知道外面很危险的，这个索多玛很罪恶。
Because Lot knew that it was very dangerous outside, that Sodom was a very sinful city.
那这样一直请到最后，这两个人就住在他家。
And he persuaded them to stay in his house, and they at last they gave in.
然后就有人来敲门了。
And someone knocked on the door.
说把那两个人叫出来，因为这个两个其实就是天使，看起来很漂亮。
And they said, bring the two men out. But the men were actually angels, so they looked nice.
叫出来做什么？要跟他发生关系嘛。
And what did they want them for? They wanted to have relationships with the two men.
非常乱的一个地方。
So it was a very chaotic place.
那后来呀，这个两个人就把罗德拉进来，门就关起来。
And later, the two men pulled Lot in and closed the door.
后来才发现哦，那个两个人就是天使，告诉他赶快啊，这个索多玛快要神要来毁灭了。
And later, Lot realized that the two men were angels, and they told him that the God was about to destroy the city.
赶快叫罗德，你带着你全家赶快走，跟着他走。
So they told Lot to bring his family to flee from the city.
那一离开哦。就发现火就降下来。
And once they left, the fire descended.
所以你看那个罗德有善心、他看这两个人住在外面很危险、他请他进来住，就因为这样，他全家被这两个天使救。
Lot had a compassionate heart, and he invited the two men into his house, and because of this, his whole family was saved.
所以这个。真的出于爱心做的工作、会带给我们很大的恩典。
And when we do things out of pure love, then we will receive blessings.
有两个门徒离开耶路撒冷。
Two disciples left Jerusalem.
然后有一个人跟他讲话。
And one person was talking to them.
一直讲，都是讲主耶稣怎么从圣经预言要怎么发生什么事情。
This person was talking about Jesus had prophesied.
到了一个小镇了、
And when they arrived at a small city,
这两个人就强留耶稣在那里吃饭。
The two people persuaded Jesus to eat with them.
那正在吃饭的时候。
And when they were eating,
主耶稣开始擘饼。
Jesus broke the bread.
眼睛一开啊，这个就是复活的主耶稣。
And the two men realized that it was Jesus who resurrected.
大家好高兴哦，赶快吃完饭就回耶路撒冷。
And they were really happy. And when they finished eating, they returned to Jerusalem.
他就想哇，刚刚跟我们讲话的时候，我们心里不是火热吗
？And they realized that when they were talking to Jesus, their hearts were burning.
如果那两个人没有留主耶稣在那里睡一晚啊，让主耶稣走了，他就看不到主耶稣复活的主耶稣啊。
If the two men did not persuade Jesus to stay with them overnight, then they would not have been able to see the resurrected Jesus.
好，那这里苏念的妇人哈，她强留伊丽莎。
Here the Shunammite woman persuaded Elisha.
因为对她的身份啊，她很尊重。
Because she respected his status.
那接下去呢？
And later.
那第九节。
In verse 9.
我看出那从这里经过是圣洁的神人。
She said, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly."
她就发现这个人人格很伟大，非常圣洁。
She realizes that this person has a high status and is holy.
所以就更尊重他。第十节，我们可以在墙上为他盖一个手脚楼房。那有一个床，有一个桌子，有一个椅子，有一个灯台。
And because of this, she respects Elisha even more and says, "Let us make a small upper room, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair."
这对苏念妇人造成很大的，以一般人来讲很大的麻烦呐。
And of course, to a typical person, this is quite busy work.
但是如果真的有爱心呢，这也不是麻烦。
But if you have love, then this isn't very hard to do.
那因为这个样子
，and because of this,
恩典就临到了。
The blessings descended.
伊丽莎就问他说：“你要什么
？”Elisha asked her, "What do you want?"
他也不敢求。
And the woman did not dare to ask.
以利沙的仆人说她没有儿子。
And Elisha's servant said she does not have a son.
以利沙就说你会生一个儿子。
And Elisha said you will have a son.
真的有一个儿子了。
And she really did have a son.
一生没有办法有儿子，因为接待以利沙，所以就生了一个儿子。
Her whole life she was not able to have a son until she took Elisha in.
那后来孩子死了。
And later the child died.
怎么办呢？
What to do?
这个苏念妇人就去找以利沙。
So the Shunammite woman went to find Elisha.
以利沙就来敷在这个小孩子身上为他祷告。
Elisha came and laid on the child and prayed for him.
所以他就活过来了。
And the child revived.
死里复活，这也是很大的恩典。
The child resurrected from the dead, and this is a blessing.
所以以利沙是一个让人蒙福的管道。
So Elisha is a channel of blessing.
他是神的仆人。
He is God's servant.
但是我们看他周围得到恩典的人都有一些条件。
But we can see that the people who received blessings because of him had requirements.
所以神的恩典就借以利沙降在他们身上。
So God's blessings through Elisha were on the people.
那今天我们每一个人受洗以后。
And today, after we have been baptized,
我们就是先知。
We are prophets.
我们就是祭司。
We are priests.
所以神可以透过我们把恩典临到我们周围的人。
So through us, God will be able to give His blessings to others.
好，我们来唱诗。
And let us sing Him.
494。
494.